Gopiyanavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarangana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarangana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Gopiyana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopiyana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarangana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janarangana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraya Kashariya Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Hizewain Grace I see Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraya Kashariya Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Hizewain Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Narom Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Atoyayam Udhiraye. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, text is 42, or 43, sorry. That's not the text. Yeah, because yesterday we read Kim Dura Padanam Tesam Pumsham Udama Chetasam. So now comes Preksha Itva Bhuto Golam Patntyai Yavan Swa Samstayaha. Yes, 43. Yeah, that one. Thank you so much. Prekshayitva bubogolam Patnyai javam swasamstaya Bahuasyajyam Mahayogi Swasramaya Nyavartata Prekshayitva Bhuvogolam Patnyayavam Swasamstaya Bahuasyajyam Mahayogi Swasramaya Nyavartata Prekshayitva bhuvogolam Patnyai javam swasamstaya Bahu ascharyam mahayogi Swasramaya nyavartata. Oh.
bahwa Sarjan Mahayogi Vartata Vesha Bahwa Sarjan Mahayogi Swashramaya Nyavartata Prakshayitva Bhubhogolam Patnyayavam Swasamstaya Bahwascharyam Mahayogi Swasam Raya Nyavartata Prakshayitva Bhubhogolam Padnyayava Swasamstaya Bahwascharyam Mahayogi Swasramaya Nyavartata Vaishnavis. Prakshayitva bhuvo golam mahayogi shashramaya nyavartata prakshayitva after showing bhuvaha of the universe, Golam, the globe, Patnyai, to his wife, Yavan, as much, Swasamstaya, with his arrangements, Bahu Ascharyam, full of many wonders, Mahayogi, the great yogi Kardama, Swa Ashramaya to his own hermitage Nyavartata returned. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. After showing his wife the globe of the universe and its different arrangements full of many wonders, the great yogi Kardama Muni returned to his own hermitage. Purport. All the planets are here described as gola, round. Every planet is round, and each planet is a different shelter, just like islands in the great ocean. Planets are sometimes called dvipa or varsha. This earth planet is called Bharata Varsha because it was ruled by King Bharata. Other significant word is used in this verse. Used in this verse is Vahu Asharyam. Many wonderful things. This indicates that the different planets are distributed all over the universe in the eight directions, and each and every one of them is wonderful in itself. Each planet has its particular climatic influences and a particular types of inhabitants, and is completely equipped with everything, including the beauty of the seasons. In the Brahma Samhita, it is similarly stated, Vibhuti Bhinnam. On each and every planet there are different opulences. It cannot be expected that one planet is exactly like another. By God's grace, by nature's law, each and every planet is made differently and has different wonderful features. All such wonders were personally experienced by Kardama Muni while he traveled with his wife. Yet he could return again to his humble hermitage. He showed his princess wife that although he was living in a hermitage, he had the power to go everywhere and do anything by his mystic yoga. That is the perfection of yoga. One cannot become a perfect yogi simply by showing some sitting posture, nor by such sitting posture or so-called meditation can one become God, as is being advertised. Foolish persons is misled into believing that simply by some caricature of meditation and sitting posture, one can become God within 6 months. here is the example of a perfect yogi. He could travel all over the universe. Similarly, there is a description of Durvasa Muni, who was also a traveler in space. Actually, the perfect yogi can do that. But even if one can travel all over the universe and show wonderful feats like Kardama Muni, he cannot be compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose power and inconceivable energy can never be attained by any conditioned or liberated soul. By the actions of Kardama Muni, we can understand that in spite of his immense mystic power, he remained a devotee of the Lord. That is the real position of every living entity. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasya Jnanangana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Tika He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta kamchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Prishavanu sute devi pranamami hari priye Vamcha kalpataru vyasya kripa sindupya evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarhara, Shri Basadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vasamyaham Jatrayano Vimugdo Mugdai Matai Lokani Haivaduke, Kripa Maye Tvat Karunena Radhe, Sandarsa Yisyami Yanayatatvam. Prakshayitva bubogolam patnya yavam swasamstaya bahu ascharjam mahayogi swasramaya nyavartata. After showing his wife the globe of the universe and his different arrangements full of many wonders, the great yogi Kardama Muni returned to his own hermitage. welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. I was just remembering this, thinking last night that, wow, how fortunate we are! Like every morning, we're like bathing ourselves in the shower of nectar emanating from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's amazing how Srila Prabhupada, so wonderfully put together everything and make such wonderful commentaries. Because this morning I was talking to somebody, a friend that called me from Europe, and he was reading something about. Last week he was reading something about Narad Muni. He's not a devotee, but he's into spirituality, and he's been reading some books here and there. And I just gave him a Prabhupada book, and he started reading it, and then right away he sent me a text, and he said, wow, I've been reading this book for like 5 minutes, and many of my illusions and ignorances are being dispelled. And I was just like, thought, wow, Prabhupada is such a great personality that he has come really to deliver us. So we definitely should take shelter, on Bhagavatam again and again, puna punaha, all the time, serving Srimad Bhagavatam to the best of our capacity. So in this verse, there is a description of Bhagavatam is showing that the universe. It has is Bahua Sharjam. It has so many wonders, which means that there are so many planets in it. Just like Prabhupada quote this verse from the Brahma Samhita, and then he mentioned the word Bibhuti Binnam Yasyaf Prabhavato Yagadam Dakoti Kotishu Ashesha Bahudadi Bibhuti Binnam Tad Brahma Nishkalang Anantang Ashesha Bhutam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bayami. And in this verse, Lord Brahma is saying that there are so many universes resting on the effulgence of the Lord, and within each and every of these universes, there are so many planets. There's innumerable planets, and within each and every planet, there are varieties of Bahua Sharjam. There are so many wonders in each and every planet. So many living entities with different bodies, with different capacities, with different levels of consciousness, you know, different also goals of life. Somebody who's in a lower position, like an animal, he just think in terms of sleeping, eating, defending, and mating. Somebody who's more elevated, you know, he may think of even liberation or trying to solve the problems of life. So even in this very planet, we see that there is varieties. You know, if somebody goes to another country, just like, for example, let's say in South America, we all speak Spanish, but our Spanish is different. You know, you go to, let's say, Mexico, but the Spanish is completely different. Not completely different, but it's different than Spanish that somebody may speak in Colombia or any other place. So there is variety. And as Prabhupada used to say, variety is the mother of enjoyment. That there should be variety. But unfortunately, materialistic people nowadays, or especially so-called scientists, they try to see or try to understand the universe in terms of their own capacity, their imperfect mind and senses. That's why they want to see. That's how they want to see this world and the universe. So the result is that they don't see anything, because one cannot approach, especially, you know, upper planetary systems, what to speak of spiritual world, by dint of material arrangements. Just like I think it was somebody was saying the other day, putting the example of Ravana, how he wanted to build a staircase to go to the heavenly planets. But that's not the way, neither by mental speculation. You know, what is that verse in Brahma Samhita? Vayor atapi manayo muni pungavana pantastakoti satavacha. What is that? Vayor atapi manaso muni pungavana. Even if one is, you know, mounting the chariot of his mind and he's traveling all over the universe, he cannot understand. He may go on and on and on and on, thinking and speculating, but he cannot reach the ultimate, you know, the spiritual, the end of the universe. So also Lord Brahma says in Bhagavatam, in his prayers, Atapi te deha payam dvaya swaya prasada lesanu grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nacharmyam eko pi chiran vishimna. That same thing, that the only way to understand the glories of the Lord, which include the creation of the material world, because this is not separate from the Lord. Sometimes, you know, we have this, even as devotees, I've seen it all the time, that even as devotees, we think that everything that is related with the spiritual world, like the Rasa Leela and Krishna playing with the cowherd boys and you know, his passions with Mother Yashoda, that belongs to God. But everything is in relation with the material world. This is Maya. We think like that. But Maya also, external energy, is Krishna's energy. Daivi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. So one should not think that, okay, well, these, you know, planetary systems are, you know, some sage traveling all over this planet with his wife and doing all this mystic thing. This has nothing to do with Krishna. No, it has to do. This is in Bhagavatam. It appears in Bhagavatam to show Bahu Acharyam the many wonders and opulences that the Lord can display. So, Brahma says in this verse, Tapi te deva padambaya tvaya prasada lesanu grihita evahi. Unless one receive a particle of my mercy, he cannot understand the glories of the Lord. So that means that he can even understand the glories of, you know, the many wonders of the material world. One have to accept, you know, first of all, one have to accept the authority of the Lord. And then, if he's fortunate enough, then he may receive that mercy, and then he may be able to understand. Just like somebody else was telling me, because, you know, when you, when we're trying to preach to people, especially those who are influenced by the Mayavada philosophy, they are very unfortunate people, actually. They suffer like anything because of not accepting the Supreme Lord and the glories of the Lord, the passions, his qualities, etc. And so I was trying to preach to this personality, and then he was saying that, why everything in the Vedas is so, there's so many word games. And I said, no, this is not word games. This is as it is. You know, one have to accept the authority of the Vedas. It is said that, because he was telling me that there is a passage when he read that Lord Narayan was talking to a certain sage, and then a sage did some service to him, and then the Lord was very pleased, and then he said, well, at the end of his life, he will come back to the spiritual world. So that's what he told me. And he said, well, it is what it is. You know, there is a spiritual world. There is a personality in the spiritual world, Narayana. And we're also part and parcel of that Narayana. And then he said, well, but what is that? You're telling me that after that, we merge into that Narayana. He said, no, we don't merge into that Narayana. We're separate living entities. Somebody goes to the spiritual world, and then he serves and he engages in spiritual activities for the pleasure of that Narayan. That constitutes the perfection of life. So I was like trying to explain these things, but they cannot understand. Which means that they haven't received the mercy of the Lord to really understand or have a hint of what it says in the Vedic literature regarding all the tattvas of this world and beyond. So, then it's also said in the purport that Kardama, and we were discussing this yesterday very nicely, that Kardama was a perfect yogi, that he could travel the whole world and the whole universe, and interestingly, he was doing it on his own will. It's not that he was kind of like the karmis or the perfect karmis that perform so many austerities and ritualistic work to go to the heaven. But then, what is that? Chine punya martya vishanti. You know, they when the pious credit is exalted, they have to come down.